Ever get that feeling like, somebody's like reading your mind, like you're browsing online for, let's say, a new blender, and all of a sudden, bam, ads for blenders are like everywhere. It's like magic, but it's actually not magic at all. It's the power of custom audiences. And today we're going to take a deep dive into how they actually work. We're going to be using insights from custom audiences, the power of clean data in creating scalable advertising audiences.
Sounds good.
Quite a mouthful, but
it is,
some pretty insightful stuff in there.
Yeah.
So basically our mission for this deep dive is to understand how clean data is like the secret weapon for making those custom audiences actually work. And why that even matters. Like, even if you're not like, a marketing whiz. So first things first. What are custom audiences?
So custom audiences are basically groups of consumers, and they're created using a business's own customer data. So think about like website visitors, app users, email lists. Even offline data can get used.
So it's like if, let's say, a clothing store wanted to like target people who were just browsing their new arrivals page or something.
That's a perfect example.
So it's not just like, throwing darts in the dark.
Not at all.
They're really using real insights to find the people who might actually want their stuff.
They're using data to their advantage.
So, but I'm sensing that there's more to it than just having a bunch of data. Our source keeps talking about clean data. Like it's the key ingredient. What makes data clean anyway?
You know, it's funny you should use that word ingredient.
Oh.
It's a good analogy.
Okay.
Think about it. You wouldn't bake a cake with like rotten eggs and stale flour, right? Clean data. It's like using the freshest ingredients, the best quality. It's got to be accurate, complete, and organized, you know, to actually make it useful.
So are you saying my database is like my junk drawer?
Maybe.
Full of things I might need someday, but impossible to find when I actually do.
Pretty much, yeah. And just like that junk drawer makes it hard to find what you need. Messy data makes it hard to, you know, target your audience effectively. You might waste money showing ads to the wrong people or missing out on potential customers because data is just all messed up.
That's not good. But okay, so how does clean data actually help create those super targeted campaigns?
Well, it's all about accuracy and precision. Let's say you're launching a new line of hiking boots. With clean data, you can pinpoint people who have bought, you know, outdoor gear from your site before. Or visited pages about hiking and stuff.
So you're not just like, you know, blasting out some generic message to everybody. You're going straight to the people who might actually want to, you know, lace up those boots and hit the trails.
You're making sure that marketing budget's used right.
Makes sense.
And that the message is reaching the right people.
It sounds like clean data is really the foundation for everything else. But I'm curious, like, what does it actually look like to get your data clean?
Well, the article actually breaks it down into five steps. The first one is data collection. Making sure you're getting info from sources you can trust. And that it, you know, relates to your goals.
So if I'm that bookstore owner from before, I want to make sure I'm tracking like what genres people buy. Maybe even like what authors they prefer.
The more good info you have, the better you understand your audience. Then comes data cleansing. This is where you roll up your sleeves and you get rid of duplicates, fix errors, fill in any blanks. Think of it like spring cleaning for your database.
So like, you know, someone accidentally put their address in the name field or something.
Or if there's like two entries for the same customer, that's where you fix it. Got to make sure your data is as accurate as possible. Before moving to the next step, which is data integration.
Okay.
So this is combining data from different sources. To get that, you know, complete picture of your customer.
So instead of just knowing someone bought a cookbook. We might also know that they signed up for a cooking class on our website and follow us on social media for recipes.
You're building a bigger profile for each customer. And once you have that, you can move on to data segmentation.
So this is where we slice and dice our audience into those custom groups.
But how do you decide what those groups should be?
That's a good question.
Well, it depends on your goals and what kind of data you got. You could segment by demographics, purchase history, website behavior, you know, interests, or even a combo of things. The key is to create segments that make sense and you can actually use for your marketing.
So for our bookstore, we might have a segment for mystery lovers, another for sci-fi fans.
Right.
And maybe even one for people who come to author events.
Exactly. And with clean data, you can get super specific with it.
Okay.
You can make these hyper-targeted groups so you can tailor your message even better. But it doesn't just stop there. The last step is continuous monitoring.
Continuous monitoring.
Data is always changing, so you got to make sure you're checking and updating your database.
Right.
Got to keep it clean and accurate.
So it's not like a set it and forget it thing.
No, no, no.
More like tending a garden. We got to keep weeding and pruning.
That's a great way to put it.
To make sure our data stays healthy and, you know, doing its thing.
Clean data is an ongoing process. It's not a one-time thing.
Okay.
By making data hygiene a priority, you make sure that your custom audiences are always accurate, relevant, and effective.
This is all making a lot of sense. We talked about what clean data is, why it's important, even how to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm curious about what kind of results can businesses actually see from this? What are the benefits?
That's where things get really exciting.
Oh.
Our source highlights some pretty big advantages.
Right.
Starting with how much more efficient ad spending can be.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
You're not just throwing a wide net and hoping for the best anymore.
Right.
You're using data to target those ads precisely. You get way more bang for your buck.
So fewer wasted impressions.
Yeah.
More clicks from people who are actually interested.
Right.
And ultimately a higher return on investment.
Exactly.
I can see why marketers are so excited about this.
For sure. And it's not just about saving money either.
What else?
It's about reaching the right people
with
the right message at the right time. That precision can lead to a lot more conversions.
I imagine it's like the difference between sending out a mass email blast versus having a one-on-one conversation with a potential customer.
Absolutely.
You can really tailor your message to their needs and interests and make them want to engage with your brand.
Exactly. And when you combine that level of targeting with, you know, the power of personalization, you can create some really impactful campaigns. Imagine you're a clothing retailer.
Okay.
And you know, a specific customer has been looking at winter coats on your website.
Yeah.
With clean data, you can send them a personalized ad with the exact coat they were looking at.
Ooh.
Maybe even offer them a discount.
That's smart.
Right. Much better than just seeing a generic ad for winter clothes.
Definitely feels like the brand gets me. You know, like they're talking to me directly.
That's clean data in action.
Cool.
It lets you create those personalized experiences that build brand loyalty and get those sales.
But it sounds like the benefits go even beyond just advertising.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Clean data can also give you those valuable customer insights.
Absolutely.
That can help with everything from product development to customer service. Yeah. Interesting. So we're not just talking about marketing here.
Cool.
We're talking about using data to make better business decisions across the board.
Absolutely. Let's say you're a music streaming service.
Ooh.
By analyzing what people are listening to, you can see what's trending, discover new artists, and even make playlists for specific tastes. It's good for the platform, indie the user.
It's like having a finger on the pulse of what your customers are actually into.
Exactly.
Instead of just, you know, guessing.
Yeah.
But I could see how all this data could feel a little creepy to some people.
It's true.
Like, where's the line between using it to personalize and just being invasive?
That's a really good point. The key is being transparent.
Okay.
And respecting people's privacy. Businesses have got to be upfront about how they're using that data.
Yeah.
And give customers control over their preferences.
So finding that balance between personalization and privacy is key.
Definitely.
It seems like ethics are becoming more and more important as businesses gather all this data about us.
Yeah, for sure.
But back to those benefits. We've talked about efficiency, targeting, and insights.
Right.
What about customer loyalty?
Ah, yes, the holy grail of marketing.
How does clean data help with that?
When you really understand your customers, you can create experiences that build those lasting relationships.
Okay.
Imagine a local coffee shop.
Right.
They use their loyalty program data to surprise a regular customer with a free drink on their birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
That small gesture can go a long way in building brand affinity.
It's about going beyond just transactions, you know,
exactly.
And creating those human moments that make customers feel valued.
Yeah.
It's those little things that turn a casual customer into a lifelong fan.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Awesome.
Clean data helps you go beyond just demographics and really get to know your audience as people.
Makes sense.
That's how you build trust and loyalty.
Right.
Which ultimately leads to increased customer lifetime value.
So it's not just about getting that one-time sale. Mm. It's about building a community of loyal customers who keep coming back for more.
Exactly. It's about turning customers into advocates.
I like that.
Who tell their friends and family about you.
Yeah. That's super valuable.
It is. And that's something that every business can benefit from.
Okay.
Big or small.
So whether you're a global corporation or like a neighborhood bakery.
Exactly.
Clean data can be a powerful tool for building those relationships.
Absolutely.
This has been incredibly insightful.
I'm glad.
But I think it's easy to get lost in the big picture sometimes.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone listening who's thinking, okay, this all sounds great for big companies.
Right.
But what about me?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it takes us back to something we talked about before.
What's that?
That clean data is about more than just marketing.
Oh, right.
It's a way of thinking about information and using it well to reach your goals.
So whether you're running a team or building your own personal brand or even just trying to get your own life organized.
Yeah.
The ideas behind clean data can be really useful.
It's about clarity, accuracy, and making sure the information you're using is actually helping you.
I like that. So it's like having that mental junk drawer finally cleaned out.
Exactly. You can find what you need when you need it.
Right.
And make better decisions because of it.
Yeah. And just like you might use folders and labels to organize your stuff, mm-hmm. you can use databases and spreadsheets to organize your information.
Yeah.
Whether it's customer data or project notes or even your to-do list.
For sure.
That's a great point. We've been focusing on clean data for business.
Right.
But it really applies to so many parts of life.
It does.
Imagine you're a teacher.
Okay.
Trying to track how your students are doing.
Yeah.
With a clean, organized system.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily see who needs extra help.
Right.
Which concepts are confusing.
Yeah.
And adjust how you teach because of it.
Exactly.
Or think about a musician who's trying to build their fan base.
Oh. Right.
By using clean data from their social media and email lists,
mm-hmm.
they can see who their biggest fans are,
right.
understand what they like,
yeah.
and even target them with personalized messages or offers.
Exactly. It's all about using info strategically to build those connections and reach your goals.
So it's about moving from feeling overwhelmed by data
yeah.
to feeling empowered by it.
Couldn't have said it better myself. In this day and age, we're always getting hit with information.
Yeah, for sure.
Clean data is about cutting through the noise and finding the insights that actually matter.
Right.
It's about making sense of all the chaos and using it to your advantage.
It's like having a superpower.
Oh, I like that.
To sift through the data and find those golden nuggets.
Yeah.
That can help you make a difference.
Exactly. And the best part is anyone can have this superpower. You don't need fancy software or a degree in data science to start using clean data in your life.
So what's one small step our listeners can take today to start using the power of clean data?
Start by finding one area in your life where things are disorganized.
Okay.
And it's stressing you out or stopping you from making progress. It could be your inbox, your files, your money, anything.
Yeah.
Then take some time to clean it up, organize it, and create a system so you can find what you need when you need it.
That's a great place to start.
It is.
And as you see how much better things are when they're clean and organized, you can start doing the same in other parts of your life.
Exactly. It's a journey, not a sprint.
Right.
The important thing is to start somewhere.
Right.
Be consistent.
Yeah.
And enjoy that feeling of clarity and focus that comes with having clean data at your fingertips.
Well said. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the world of clean data and custom audiences.
Yep.
We hope you found it insightful. And maybe even a little inspiring.
Remember, clean data isn't just some techie thing. It's a way of thinking.
Yeah.
It's about being thoughtful about the info you take in.
Right.
The data you collect and how you use it to reach your goals.
So as you go about your week.
Yeah.
Think about how you can use the ideas of clean data in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
Both personally and professionally.
Yeah.
You might be surprised at what a difference it makes.
And who knows, maybe you'll even start to enjoy organizing and looking at data.
Yeah, it can be pretty addicting when you see the results.
Exactly.
That's all for today.
Great.
Until next time, keep learning.
Yeah.
Keep exploring.
And keep going.
And keep trying to make sense of the world around you.
Great advice. And remember, clean data is power. Use it wisely.
Okay, so we've laid the groundwork, you know, we know that clean data is like the secret sauce for creating those super targeted custom audiences. But what does that actually mean for, you know, like a business's bottom line? Like, what are the actual benefits?
That's when things get exciting, you know?
Okay.
Our source talks about some pretty compelling advantages, like how much more efficient your ad spending can be.
So fewer wasted impressions,
yeah.
More clicks from people who are actually interested.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And a higher return on investment.
Yes, exactly.
Makes sense why marketers would love that.
Absolutely. And it's not just about saving money either.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah. It's about reaching the right people with the right message at the right time, you know? That kind of precision can lead to way more conversions.
Imagine it's kind of like the difference between sending out a mass email to everyone,
yeah,
and actually having a one-on-one conversation with a potential customer.
Yeah, exactly.
You can really personalize that message and make them much more likely to actually engage with your brand.
Right. And when you combine that level of targeting with like personalization,
uh-huh,
you can create some really powerful campaigns. You know, like imagine you're a clothing retailer.
Okay.
And you know that a customer has been looking at winter coats on your website.
Yeah.
Well, with clean data, you could send them a personalized ad showing them that exact coat.
Oh, wow.
Maybe even offer a discount.
That's way more enticing than just seeing some generic ad.
Right. It makes it feel like the brand understands what you want.
Yeah. Like they're speaking directly to me.
That's the power of clean data.
That's pretty cool.
It lets you personalize experiences and build brand loyalty and drive sales.
But it sounds like the benefits go beyond just advertising.
Oh, for sure.
Clean data also gives you those valuable customer insights.
It does.
That can help with everything like product development and customer service.
Absolutely.
So we're not just talking about marketing.
Nope.
We're talking about using data to make better decisions across the board.
Yes, exactly. Like, let's say you're a music streaming service.
Okay.
By analyzing listening data, you know what people are actually listening to.
Uh-huh.
You can figure out what's trending.
Right.
Discover new artists.
Oh, okay.
And even create playlists that cater to specific tastes. So it's a win-win for the platform and the user.
It's like having a finger on the pulse of what your customers are actually into.
Precisely.
Instead of just guessing.
Really?
But this could feel a little intrusive to some people.
Yeah.
Where's the line between using data to personalize and just, you know, feeling creepy?
That's a really good point. The key is being transparent, you know.
Go ahead.
And respecting people's privacy, businesses need to be upfront about how they're using data and give customers control over their preferences.
So finding that balance between personalization and privacy is important.
Definitely. It's super important with all the data that companies are gathering about us.
But let's get back to those benefits we talked about, efficiency, targeting, and insights.
Right.
What about customer loyalty? How does clean data help with that?
Customer loyalty, the holy grail of marketing, you know?
Right.
When you really understand your customers,
you
can create experiences that build those genuine connections and create those lasting relationships.
Okay, so give me an example.
Like, imagine a local coffee shop.
Okay.
And they use their loyalty program data to surprise a regular customer with a free drink on their birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a small gesture, but it can really build brand affinity.
It's those little touches that make you feel valued, you know?
Exactly. You go beyond just a transaction.
Right.
And create those human moments that make people feel appreciated. Those are the things that can turn a one-time customer into a lifelong fan. You're exactly right. Clean data helps you go beyond demographics and get to know your audience as real people you know.
Yeah.
That's how you build that trust and loyalty, which ultimately leads to higher customer lifetime value.
So it's not just about making that one sale.
Yep.
It's about building a community of loyal customers who keep coming back.
Exactly. And turning those customers into advocates.
I like that.
Who tell their friends and family about you.
Yeah. That word of mouth is super valuable.
It really is. And that's something that any business can benefit from.
Okay.
Big or small, it doesn't matter.
So whether you're a huge company
or
like a small bakery.
Exactly.
Clean data can help build those strong customer relationships.
It absolutely can.
This has been really eye-opening. But I think it's easy to get caught up in the big picture and forget about the individual.
Yeah.
You know?
I know what you mean.
What would you say to someone who's listening and thinking, okay, this sounds great for big companies.
Right.
But what about me?
That's a great question. It brings us back to what we talked about before.
Oh, yeah.
How clean data is about more than just marketing.
Right.
It's a whole way of thinking about information and using it well to reach your goals.
So whether you're managing a team or building your own personal brand.
Yeah.
Or even just trying to organize your own life.
Exactly.
These ideas behind clean data can be super helpful.
It's all about clarity, accuracy, and making sure the info you're using is helping you.
So it's like finally getting that mental junk drawer cleaned out.
Exactly. You can find what you need when you need it.
Okay.
And make smarter decisions because of it.
Yeah. And it's like how you might use folders and labels to keep your stuff organized.
Right.
You can use databases and spreadsheets to organize your information, whether it's customer data, project notes, or even your to-do list.
Mm.
We've been talking about clean data for business.
Yeah.
But it really does apply to all parts of life.
Oh, absolutely.
Imagine, like, you're a teacher trying to track your students' progress.
Okay.
With a clean, organized system, you can easily see who needs extra help.
Right.
What concepts they're struggling with.
Yeah.
And adjust your teaching accordingly.
Makes sense.
Or think about a musician trying to build their fan base.
Right.
They could use clean data from their social media and email lists to see who their most engaged fans are.
Right.
Understand what they like.
Yeah.
And even target them with personalized messages or offers.
It's all about using information in a smart way to build connections and reach your goals.
So it's about moving from that feeling of being overwhelmed by data.
Yeah.
To feeling empowered by it.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
You know, in today's world, we're constantly bombarded with information.
Yeah, it's true.
Clean data is about cutting through all that noise and finding the insights that actually matter.
Right.
It's about taking all that chaos.
Yeah.
And making sense of it.
And using it to your advantage.
Exactly.
It's like having a superpower.
I love that analogy.
To sift through all that data and find the golden nuggets that can really help you make an impact.
And the best part is anyone can have this superpower.
Oh, really?
You don't need any fancy software or a degree in data science to start implementing these principles of clean data in your life.
So what's one small step our listeners can take today to start?
Find one area in your life where being disorganized is causing stress or holding you back.
Okay.
It could be your inbox, your files, your finances, anything really.
Yeah.
And then just take some time to clean it up.
Right.
Organize it. Create a system that makes it easy to find what you need when you need it.
That's a good starting point for sure. And once you see how much better things are when they're organized,
right,
you can start applying these same principles to other areas of your life.
Exactly. It's a journey, not a destination.
Right.
Just start somewhere.
Okay.
Stay consistent.
Got it.
And enjoy that clarity and focus that comes with having clean data at your fingertips.
Well said. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the world of clean data and custom audiences. We hope you found it insightful, thought-provoking, and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
And remember, clean data isn't just some technical concept. It's a mindset.
Yeah.
It's about being intentional with the information you consume, the data you collect, and how you use it to reach your goals.
So as you go about your week, think about how you can apply these principles of clean data to your own life, both personally and professionally.
Yeah.
You might be surprised by the impact it can have.
And who knows, you might even start to enjoy organizing and analyzing data. It can be kind of addictive once you start seeing the results.
That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.